The Golden State Warriors won 3 NBA titles over the last 5 seasons, and in the other 2, they made the finals. But that is not how this year is shaping up. Here's commentator Mike Pesca.
This year, the Golden State Warriors experienced their 5th loss on November 2nd, the 6th game of the season. To pick a year when they didn't even win a championship, in 2015-2016, the Warriors didn't lose their 5th game until February 19th. It was the 53rd game of the season. Just to lay the predicate a bit more about how the Warriors have laid an egg, before the year started, Las Vegas thought they were about a 10-1 shot to win a title. Now their odds are 2,000-1. Maybe laying an egg isn't fair. It's more like they had their shells cracked. Their best player, Steph Curry, is out for at least 3 months with a broken hand. Their all-star and human Swiss Army knife, Draymond Green, is out with an injured index finger. In last year's finals, they lost 2 all-stars, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, to torn ligaments and tendons, respectively. And then, with the loss of Durant to free agency, it turned out not to be just the connective tissue within the players' bodies that were fraying. It was the team's aura. What the Golden State Warriors once represented was an almost unfair, remorseless winning machine, complicated by the fact that the aesthetics of their game were, frankly, beautiful. Think about glancing up at a volley of arrows launched from English longbows during the Battle of Agincourt. It must have been quite lovely, until you realized you were a French soldier about to get multiple body parts pierced by those same arrows. This approximates the emotions felt by the other 29 NBA teams facing a torrent of Golden State three-pointers. It's too early to write the Warriors' final obituary. Their injured players still have talent, and their coach Steve Kerr is still sharp, but their downturn is shocking. To imagine, just 5 months ago, as the Warriors evened the NBA Finals at 1 game apiece, that the team would lose 3 of their next 4 games, lose the championship, lose Klay Thompson for the next season, then lose 5 of their next 6 regular season games, lose their luster, lose their fearsomeness, and just lose. What else is lost? Well, the NBA narrative. To get to or win the finals for the last 5 years, you had to contend with the specter of the Warriors, the idea of the Warriors, and eventually, if you got far enough, the reality of the Warriors. If ever a coach or player publicly committed to the idea of building a champion, he was saying, "We're out to find a way to beat the Warriors." That's over. They've been beaten. I think about the children. Little kids love wearing Steph Curry jerseys. The other day, I saw a 5-year-old in a Steph Curry jersey running down a Brooklyn street, chasing his older brother who is wearing a home Steph Curry jersey. Those poor kids. They're classmates who show up to elementary school in the colors of the Phoenix Suns or the Charlotte Hornets, now possess bragging rights over those Warrior boys. Not my sons, I've indoctrinated them to be Knicks fans, which means losing will never come as a surprise. But for all these Warrior kids who thought they were betting on a champion, it turns out they're just wearing the garments of losers. Sudden, shocking losers. Which may be a good lesson for the youth, after all. Nothing lasts for long in this world, especially when success is premised on the frailty of the human body and the vagaries of NBA free agency.
Commentator Mike Pesca. He hosts the Slate podcast, The Gist.